Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus.
hear me when I call, O God of my righteousness. You have relieved me when I was in distress. Distress means agony or suffering. Have mercy on me and hear my prayer. How long, O sons of men, will you turn my glory to shame? How long will you love worthlessness and seek falsehood? But know that Yah, the Lord, has set apart for himself him who is godly. Yah, the Lord, will hear when I call to him. Be angry and do not sin. Meditate within your heart on your bed and be still, Selah. Offer the sacrifices of righteousness and put your trust in Yah, the Lord. There are many who say, who will show us any good? Lord, lift up the light of your countenance upon us, and countenance is your facial expression. You have put gladness in my heart more than in the season that their grain and wine increase. I will both lie down in peace and sleep, for you alone, O Lord Yah, make me dwell in safety. I have read to you in its entirety Psalm 4, the safety of the faithful. Sheep, let us have a word of prayer. Our Heavenly Father God, Creator of all things, we, your lost sheep, come humbly in prayer, thanking you for caring for us so much that you sent your Son to redeem us. Thank you for restoration, for restoring us, and forgiving us and our forefathers for being disobedient to you. Heavenly Father, thank you for keeping natural disasters away from Detroit, Michigan, your blessed city where I live. We sheep thank you for, and we ask you for, sane sound mind, excellent health, waking us up each day, restoring us, as it says in the book of Isaiah, what your love for family, joy, happiness, for giving us boldness and courage and prosperity and all things. I say this prayer in Yahweh's name, also, or a.k.a. Jesus. Amen. This is the Feed My Sheep show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Happy Sabbath, everybody. Observe from Friday evening to Saturday evening, the only time in the Bible that is set aside for us to remember to keep holy rest. Read Exodus 20, or chapter 20, verses 8 through 11 for yourself to see if I'm telling you correctly. My Bible may read slightly different from yours. I read from the New King James Version of the Bible. My longtime listening sheep, you know to have your three P's, and those are, for the newcomers, your pen, pencil, paper, and I've added notebook or tablet. Now, sheep, follow me to the book of Jeremiah, and we're going to start reading at chapter 2. But first, I want to say this to you, Sheik. I was watching C-SPAN yesterday. Their guest was Mr. George Gage. He's an architect and engineer for 9/11 truth. I want you to go back and look at that program. I caught perhaps the last 20 minutes of it, but what I saw is and heard, I want you sheep to hear and see for yourself. One of the questioners, one of the callers called in and asked him from Florida, asked him if his life as well as his family had been threatened for saying what he's saying, and he had said no. And I thank God for that, because he is exposing the truth. And in this day and age, the truth, people don't want you to tell the truth. But he's telling, he's putting it out there, and he's making you think. Now, let us move on, because I don't read all that fast. I know you all are fast readers, and I want to start reading chapter 2. Oh, let me say this. The second thing is that this is my anniversary month for doing the Feed My Sheep show, or just being obedient to God. And I'm thankful, very thankful, that he gave me the courage to step out there and do what he told me to do many years ago. In fact, he told me to do that. It's been about, with these 4 years, it's been, 31 years that he told me to feed his sheep. And I was disobedient for 27. And the last time he told me to do it, he said, minister unto the people. And, you know, I just refused to do that because I am afraid of the people's faces and what they may think or say about me. But I'm an old woman now. I just have to say, I want to be obedient. And he told me, fear not, I am with you. And that's one of the things that I have to keep in my mind so that I can go ahead on and do what thus says the Lord. And, of course, I told you when I first started doing this, I didn't know. I had sat up in the church for over 45 years being disobedient. But that's okay. I'm doing what I'm supposed to do now. We're in the Jeremiah chapter 2. Now, I just want to say this. I started out at a local TV station August the 11th. Was it 2010? So my anniversary date is actually August the 11th, but I try to celebrate it as much as I can remember in the month of August. Let's read the case against Israel. Moreover, the word of the Lord came to me, saying, go and cry in the hearing of Jerusalem, saying, thus says the Lord. I should put Yah the Lord. I remember you, the kindness of your youth, the love of your betrothal. Your betrothal, that's the bride. When you went after me in the wilderness. So he went after his bride in the wilderness, and that's Jesus, I think. In a land that was not sown, and I'm saying here, not sown means promised. Israel was holiness to Yah the Lord, the first fruit of his increase. All that devour him will offend. Disaster will come upon them, says Yah the Lord. And when you look over the Middle East, you see disaster coming up on those who say they are Jews and are not. See Revelation chapter 2, verse 9. It'll tell you that about those who say they're Jews and they're not, but they are actually the children of Satan. You read it for yourself. Again, Revelation chapter 2, verse 9. And you can also find it in Revelation chapter 3. I can't remember exactly what verse. Here, in Jeremiah chapter 2, let's start reading again at verse 4. Hear the words of Yah the Lord, O house of Jacob, and all the families of the house of Israel. Remember, there are 12 tribes of Israel, and I think that with black folks who were brought to the United States of America as slaves, we are not all African Americans. I'm here to tell you that we are the children of Israel. when I first said that, I was laughed at. But then someone else showed me that there's a tribe out of in Africa that was, let's see, I need to go back to my notes in Jeremiah, the Lemba, L-E-M-B-A tribe. Their DNA proves that they are the children of Jacob. And as well, I think it's somewhere in Deuteronomy, chapter 28, tells you about us coming over here in slave ship. So be aware, the truth is being made known. Let's pick up reading in Jeremiah chapter 2, verse 5. Thus says Yah the Lord, what injustice, and injustice can also mean faults, have your fathers found in me, that they have gone far from me, having followed idols, and have become idolaters. Idolaters, they are idol worship, and idols are statues or images. In John 4, chapter 24, we must worship God. He is a spirit, and worship him in spirit and truth. That's what I do, sheep. And those who follow me, that's what I want you to do, too. Verse 6, neither did they say, where is Yah the Lord, who brought you up out of the land of Egypt? Now, Egypt, to me, I have begun to think that definition is the house of bondage, who led us through the wilderness, through a land of deserts and pits, through a land of drought and the shadow of death. And we are in the shadow of death in the United States of America. The oppressor does what he wants to us and our children, through a land that no one crossed and where no one dwelt. Dwelt means lived. Verse 7, I brought you into a bountiful country to eat its fruits and its goodness. But when you entered, you defiled my land and made my heritage, your heritage is your birthright, an abomination, something that God hated. Verse 8, the priests did not say, where is Yah the Lord? And those who handle the law did not know me. And that's what's happening in many of the churches today. You're not doing, you don't know God. You don't know him. You don't follow his rules. The rules and also transgress against me. Transgress means breaking of the law. You're breaking of the law of Moses and of his statutes. The prophets prophesied by Baal, and you can also call it Baal, spelled B-A-A-L. And Baal is one of various gods, and walked after things that do not profit. Now that's what our foreparents did. They were disobedient, didn't obey God. So now we are suffering. Verse 9, therefore, I will yet bring charges against you, says Yah the Lord, and against your children's children. I will bring charges. This is why we are suffering, as well as with the disobedience we have done. For pass beyond the coast of Cyprus and sea, send to Kedar and consider diligently. Diligently means to show care or to work hard, and see if there has been such a thing. Has a nation changed its gods, which are not gods? But my people have changed their glory. He's saying that, to me, he's saying, my people have changed their gods. And that's what we have done. But what the not profit? We have changed our gods for what does not profit. Be astonished, O heavens, at this, Astonished means to be stunned, amazed, and surprised, and be horribly afraid. Be very desolate, says Yah the Lord. For my people has committed two evils. Well, let's find out what they are. One, they have forsaken me. Forsaken means to abandon, deserted, or left alone. The fountain of living waters. And that's true. When you worship God in spirit and truth, and you're for real about it, and you speak in another tongue, waters feel like living water. It feels good coming from your belly. And those people who start out babbling for two to 10 seconds, they're not speaking to God. They're just babbling for themselves. God speaks a language, and somebody should be able to translate it for so that other folks can understand. If they just babble on, then they're wrong. They're feeding you a lie in the church. Let's read on. We're still in verse 13. And the second thing, and hewed means to dig out or dig up themselves cisterns. And cisterns are wells, broken cisterns that cannot hold water. Broken wells that cannot hold water. Verse 14. Is Israel a servant? Is he a home-born slave? Why is he plundered? Plundered means to be robbed, raided, or looted. The young lions roared at him and growled. They made his land waste. His cities are burned without inhabitants. And you know that inhabitants mean people or residents. Verse 16, also the people of note and Tophanes have broken the crown of your head. Let me see, read that again. Have broken the crown of your head. I was correct. Verse 17, have you not brought this on yourself in that you have forsaken Yah the Lord, your God? That's true. When he led you in the way, that is so true. Verse 18, and now, why take the road to Egypt? Again, Egypt is bondage to drink the waters of Sihor. Or why take the road to Assyria? Assyria, I think, is no more, or it has another name. I don't have a computer anymore. You should look that up. Well, look up Sihor. It's spelled S-I-H-O-R in my Bible. To drink the waters of the river, your wickedness will correct you, and your black backsliding will reprove you. Reprove means to make you ashamed. Know therefore and see that it is an evil and bitter thing that you have forsaken the Lord your God. And the fear of me is not in you, says Yah, the Lord God of hosts. For of old I have broken your yoke. And what is a yoke? A yoke is a harness. It's a collar around the neck. And burst your bonds. And what a bond. A bond is a pledge or a promise. You've done that. And you said, I will not transgress. Remember, transgress means breaking God's laws and his statutes. And those laws are from Moses. And the statutes, some of them are from the priests. Not the priests, but the prophets. When on every high hill and under every green tree, you lay down playing a harlot. A harlot is a slut, a whore, a prostitute. Verse 21, when I had planted you a noble vine, a seed of highest quality, how then have you turned before me? into the degenerate plant. That means degenerate means a corrupt or impure plant, alien vine. An alien vine means of a foreign vine, something that God did not plant, like a hybrid. Verse 22, for though you wash yourself with lye, wow, and much soap, and use much soap, your iniquity means your wickedness and immoral, is marked before me, says Yah, the Lord God. How can you say, I am not polluted? Polluted means unclean or spoiled. I have not gone after Baals or other gods, various gods. See your way in the valley. Know what you have done. You are a swift dromedary. A dromedary is a one-humped camel, breaking loose in her ways. A wild donkey used to the wilderness that sniffs the wind in her desire in her time of mating. That reminds me of when I was a young woman and when I would get musty underneath my arms or elsewhere, and people could smell it. They could sniff me in the wind. In her time of mating, who can turn her away? All those who seek her will not worry themselves, for in her month they will find her. Withhold your foot from being upshod. Upshod means bare, and your throat from thirst. But you said, there is no hope. No, for I have loved aliens. Remember, aliens means foreigners. And after them I will go. As the thief is ashamed when he is found out, so is the house of Israel. I'm going to have to stop here, sheep. Let's finish verse 26. Let me read 26. And as the thief is ashamed when he is found out, so is the house of Israel ashamed. Verse 22 and 9 in Revelation. They and their kings and their princes and their priests and prophets. So we're going to stop at verse 27 and pick up in Jeremiah 27 next time. Let's have a closing word of prayer. Our Father God in heaven, we, your lost sheep, thank you for all things, especially your constant protection from the evil one. We thank you for leading us not into temptation and delivering us from all evil. We thank you for giving us this day our daily bread and forgiving us our debt as we forgive our debt. In Yahweh's name, a.k.a. Jesus, amen. Remember, sheep, take our Heavenly Father with you everywhere you go. And if it's God's will, I will talk with you next time. I want you to go to www.eatanvlivelonger.com and purchase this book, How to Eat and Live Longer by Dr. Reginald J. Eadie. God loves you, sheep. I do too, but God loves you more. Talk with you next time.